a Kia SUV is capable of taking you far. But when you use it locally to help your community, you go even further. Whether that's carrying cargo, bringing your team with you,
ready,
or navigating new terrain, power up your capability with the right Kia SUV. Do more with the Kia Sportage, Kia Telluride, Kia Sorento, or Kia Seltos. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there, I'm Mitchell Shiver, lead pastor at Legacy Church, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. No matter where you are, we want to help you connect to Christ, one another, and God's mission. If you're in the Canton, Marietta, or surrounding areas close to one of our physical locations, I want to invite you to join us in person this Sunday. Most importantly, I want you to know that we're here for you. If there's anything we can do, or you want to know how to take a next step in your faith journey, please let us know by going to lcga.info.
Paleo and all that, diets from the devil without bread and all that stuff. I'm telling you. But God wants us to have a full life, an abundant life. And it's very different to what the world thinks. Because as we think of all the things that we desire, God is thinking far more and saying, I have a new thing for you this year. There is something new because God is always has something new for us. And look at what John 10:10 says. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The only thing the enemy wants to do is steal your joy, rob your peace, destroy harmony. This is not something new. It started back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were in harmony with God. And the enemy showed up to distort and to take that peace away and that harmony away. This is what he does. But I love the fact that God says, this is what God came from, to give us life. Almost as saying that without Jesus, there is no life. Almost as saying that with me, there is life. Not only a life, but a full life. King James says, abundantly, more abundantly. And I think us, here in the U.S., if there is something that we understand, it's abundance. You open the fridge and there is a lot more than what we can eat. You open the closet and there is a lot of dresses, a lot of shoes, and a lot of jeans in the women's closet. And in my closet, too. I know what my wife is going to say, so I'm going to say it out there. But we all have a lot of something. We know what abundance is here in this country. As a matter of fact, poor here is different than poor in our countries. My friends, my brothers from different countries, we know that the homeless here, they look way better than the homeless in our countries. They look very shaved. Some of them have better hair than some of us. They have cell phones. Homeless in our countries, poor in our countries, they know what it is to be poor. So when the word is talking about more abundantly, is not referring to quantity. You see, we always have a mindset of quantity. But God is talking about a quality of life. God is talking about a far more than the physical, but the spiritual. Because if having a full life, having an abundant life was everything, then the U.S. wouldn't be suffering with anxiety and depression and suicides. It wouldn't be on the rise. Last year, 32% in the United States of America, 32% of adults suffer with anxiety and depression. People from other countries may think, what? In the U.S.? They have a full fridge. They have more shoes than they can think of. They have the cars. They have all the subscriptions. They're suffering from anxiety and depression. People in our countries are like, we don't have time for depression and anxiety. We have to work. We have to earn the day's living. And the truth is that this all comes because of the lack of the spirituality and the lack of the Word of God and the lack of the fullness that only Jesus can give us. It shows that the world, that the politics and the position and the positions and the jobs and the income and the status cannot give us the fullness that only God offers. And often we go through our lives and our past trying to seek something to fill what only Jesus fills. And God is saying, the enemy came to rob, to steal. But I came that you have life. That's what I love also what 1 John 3:8 says. The reason of the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. This is why he showed up. We live in a spiritual world, church. The Bible says that the spiritual world is more real and it was created before the physical. So we have to understand that there is an enemy that is trying to destroy us. But we also have to understand that our victory was at the cross. That the battle has already been won. When we understand that we accept Jesus and his life, that we can live better. G.K. Chesterton, an English writer, philosopher, and Christian apologist, says, the object of a new year is not that we should have a new year, but rather that we should have a new soul. Because the thing is, we can start a new year with the same problems and the same tribulations of 2023. It's a fresh new year in 2024, but maybe you're still going to the wilderness of 2023. Maybe you're still struggling with the same depression of 2023. While we all celebrating and the lights and whatever you were at celebrating 2024, you're thinking, yes, it's a fresh new year, but I'm still struggling and I feel stuck. But God is saying today, I'm going to do a new thing. You see, the things, the stuckness in our lives are the things that holds us back. Holds us back from living the fullness life in God. It robs us of our joy, of our energy. The stuckness or stagnant, this complacency eventually leads to death, a spiritual death. And a great example of this is an example between a lake or a river. Now, I didn't know that lakes here in the U.S. were fake. That was mind-blowing for me. Because as you know, I ain't from around here. But where I'm from, lakes are real. So the first time I came here and someone said, whoa, no, in the winter you can see the dirt and the water is stagnant, the water doesn't move. As a matter of fact, they have to put fish in there. I don't know how people, no wonder America's invented the whole fishing and throwing it back in the water. I'll throw those in the water too. But the difference between a lake is a steady, muddy, and it's created by men, it's artificial. The difference between a river is that it's always moving, it's always flowing, there is life around it, and it's clear, and guess what? You can actually drink that water. Animals know better. You always see animals in the river. You barely see good animals, at least, in a lake. The smart ones go to the river. Because, guys, church, God is always on the move. He didn't ask us for us to be in a lake of water. As a matter of fact, he says, within you there will be rivers of living water. Because his spirit is always moving. Because his word is always moving. Because his promises is always moving. Because yet we're in 2024 and he's still acting and he's still promising that he will do a new thing this year. He always moves. The question is, are we moving with him? The question is, are we moving where God wants to take us? He has a new thing for our church. He's moving our church. The question is, are you moving with him? Or do you want to get stuck in the back? This is the question for us this morning. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? We can't look back. The look back for Israel was the fact that what God did in the desert. What God did. But once and again, they always went after other gods. Once again, they always failed God. And they always, oh, but what God did, what God did. We cannot expect our past victories to sustain us. We can't expect our failures to define us. And I think what God is telling us this morning is, I have something different, something new in store for us. Because I am a God of the present. I am not a God of the past. His mercies are new every day. Today is a new opportunity. Today, his promises are true just the way they were true yesterday. Our God is a God of the present. I always hear God. I always hear people talk about the things that God used to do. Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, the way God used to move. Oh, the way God used to heal people. The things that God used to do, as if God is dead or as if God retired. I say, look at the things that my God is still doing. Because my God is well and alive. My God is sitting at the right throne of the Father. And my God, even though Jesus came as a child through a virgin around 2,000 years ago, my Bible tells me that he will come as King of Kings, Lords and Lords, and the Alpha and the Omega. It also says that every knee will bow before his presence, and every mouth will confess that only he is Lord. If you believe it, give him praise for real. This is what he promises to us. What no eyes has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Do you love him, church? Do you love him, church?
Yes.
Things have prepared for you. Things that our mind can conceive. Things that our eyes cannot see. So we have to start thinking of our God as a natural God and start believing in our God as a supernatural God, the supernatural God that he is. And a fresh start this year is our mindset starting to change of truly believing the God of the Bible. Try to trust in the real Jesus. The Jesus of power. The Jesus that changes things. The Jesus that is the same of yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus that doesn't change like we do. Churches change. Preachers change. The government change. Laws change. But Jesus never changed. His power has never changed. His promises have never changed. And he's promised to be with us. He has promised to be with us. That's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. We start looking ahead this year. Not what God has done, the way God used to do things, but what God is going to do now. It is my desire for all of us to be passionate for what God is going to do in 2024. Not what God is doing at other churches, but what God wants to do in my church. And I want to be part of it. Not the way, oh, look how they do things. I want to do things too. Look how the church does it. Let me be part of that movement. Let me be part of that change. Let me be a part of what God is doing in my church and my community. There's three types of people. The people who talk about the things that happen. The people who saw what things happen. And the people who make things happen. And God is calling for people to make things happen. Not without a title, not without a position, not without a reverend or this or that. That doesn't matter. In the spiritual world, you cannot come with a diploma saying, look, I'm a reverend. In the spiritual world, it happens. Your authority comes with the presence of God. Your authority comes with the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ that he is King and he is Lord. And we have victory through him and through the blood and the cross. That is what gives authority. So are we going to be part of the movement of what God wants to do this year? I don't want to keep reading of the revivals around the world and around the nation. I want to experience the revival in our church. I don't want to keep reading and watching about the movement and the way God is moving somewhere else. I want to experience the way God is moving at our church because it's the same God, church. But it starts with a fresh idea and a fresh hunger for him and a fresh passion for you and I to burn for him. For you not to be expecting, looking ahead of what he's going to do. I don't know about you, but I'm excited what he's going to do this year.
Because he's always on the move. Anticipate that he'll do great things. The last verse in verse 19 of Isaiah says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Reminding his people, reminding his church that he is the God of the impossible. Because even though men can make men lakes, I never see them make them in the desert. Because only God makes the impossible possible. Reminding us, church, he is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac. He is the God of Jacob. He is the God of the prophets. He is the God of the disciples. He is our God. My God still moves mountains. My God still breaks chains. My God still destroys yokes. My God still heals. My God is a God of miracles. That is the God that I preach. That is the God that I talk about. That is the God that I believe. That is the God that I live. And that is the God that is going to manifest himself here in our church when we start believing, when we start being hungry for him. When we start saying, God, do a new thing. Do a new thing in me. I don't want the old me. The devil wants to remind us of our failures. The devil wants to get us stuck in the things that happen. In the Red Sea, in the stuckness. Oh, remember what they did to you at that church? And he is a leader. Oh, remember what he said, what she said? That day the dove of the Holy Spirit just flew away. It doesn't matter what anyone else did. It matters what he did. We don't come here for the people. We come here to see and experience a living God. And we unite as one church. The Bible says when two or three gather and put themselves in one mindset, the heavens open. And I think God is taking us towards there. And I just wonder who's going to flow in that river. But we must get out of that lake first. Be expectant and be hungry. This 2024. Expecting for God to move. Expecting for his power, for his glory. And let's be hungry for his presence. It doesn't matter what's blocking us, whether it's a bad relationship, whether it's the lies of the enemy. Believe in his word, trust his word. And believe that his promises are true. John 14, 1 to 6 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house has many rooms. If that were so, not so, would I have not told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus promising that he's up in heaven, but he's not on vacation with a piña colada with a little umbrella. He's saying, I'm preparing a place for you. And I'm preparing a place for you because I am coming back. And I know many of us have forgotten about this promise. We've forgotten the purpose and the reason that we're here. But as things get wild and things get dark, light always overcomes darkness. And his promise is true. And if he said that he's going to come back, he will come back for his church. The question for you and for me is, are we expecting our King to come back? Do we want our King to come back? Because we criticize the Jews that they didn't even recognize Jesus as the Messiah. But sometimes we as the church with so much grace and so much mercy, we live our lives the way we wanted and we forgot his promise that he's coming back for his church. And he's going to say, what are you doing with what I gave you? Are we stuck in the lake with what God did in the past? Or are we moving in what God has promised? because the clock is ticking. And as you know, the things happen in Israel and rumors of war and nations and all these things. It's no time for the church to hide themselves within the four walls. It's time to be bold this year, filled with the Holy Spirit, and live this word. And live truly the word of God and experience His power so others can see, so others can be saved. If not, what is the purpose? If not for others to be saved. There is a lot of chairs for Him to be filled this 2024. And it's going to start happening when you and I start being hungry for Him again. When we're expecting that God is going to do something new, that people see you at work or school. I don't know. He's the same guy. I don't know if he lost some weight or not. Is it the same dress or not? There's something different at that person. Oh, maybe Jesus is acting up. Maybe Jesus is doing a new thing. Maybe Jesus is coming with a revival and it starts with you and with me. Maybe your eyes start all of a sudden being a little brighter for Him. Your love starts all of a sudden being a better husband and a new wife. And then the husband and the wife doesn't go to church and says, I don't know what happened to my honey, but all of a sudden she looks the way she used to look 20 years ago. It's the Holy Spirit, my friend. It's what God does. God does a new thing. That thing is calling us for anything this year, and I'm excited for what He's going to do. I can see these chairs being full. I can see this place being full. But it starts with being full with His presence and His glory. To the point where we cannot be content in these four walls. To the point where we're filled with the Holy Spirit that is outpouring that we need to give to someone else. That is the gospel. That is my desire. That's what I burn for. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way we must follow. His teachings. His commandments. The truth, He's the truth that sets us free. That Jesus is the Lord and Savior. He's the life that we must live. A life full of Jesus. When we think of abundance, when we think we always want more. The reason we go to work is because we want more money to come every 2 weeks or every week if you get paid weekly. We always want a new pair of shoes. We always want a new suit if you're a guy. We always want more. And we always want more of everything else. But do we want more of God this year? Do we want more of His presence this year? Do we want more for Him to show up the way He showed up last year? That is my question. And a fresh start is going to start with putting God first, second, and third. And a true fresh start is going to start when we encounter Jesus again. A true encounter with the real Jesus. Not the firefighter Jesus. You know the firefighter Jesus? That we only come to Him when we have problems and tribulations? That we only come to Him when our house is burning down? Not the Santa Claus Jesus. You know the Santa Claus Jesus? Then we only come to Him with our list or petitions. I want this and I want this. And if it's possible, God, can it be green? But the real Jesus. The Jesus that says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:18. The Jesus that says, be holy because I am holy. That Jesus says, if you love me, obey my commandments. The Jesus that told us, I go, but I send you my counselor. I send you and I give you my Holy Spirit. The real Jesus that sometimes you don't want to hear when we tell, hey, you're in sin. The Jesus that tells us, hey, sleeping around is called fornication and you will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Ooh, if you say that on some churches nowadays, it's like you're offending people. I'm sorry, my friend, but that's what the Bible says. And I'm just a messenger. But the Jesus that reminds us that Romans 1, that homosexuality is a sin and you will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is what the Bible says. We cannot hide it. And I know sometimes, even me, I wish, God, that page, man. I wish when Peter asked, should we pay the taxes? I wish he would have answered in a different way. I was at 1099 for so long. But he didn't. There are some pages that I know that we could want to take off, but the word is there. And sometimes it confronts us, but other times it sets us free. And we either preach the whole gospel or we don't preach nothing at all. We either preach from Genesis to Revelation or what's the point of this? We can't pick and choose. The word is true. And he is true to his promises. The real Jesus is my desire for us to get to know this year. The real Jesus that sets us free. The real Jesus that is coming for his church. The real Jesus that still heals. The real Jesus that died for you and for me, so we may live for him. This is my prayer as we finish this morning. That as we start with a fresh start this 2024, the only way and the only way I know is to start with a fresh anointing. And that is the only way that we can leave all the things from 2023 and start fresh this 2024. Because the truth is, even though we're in 2024, there is still some things still bothering from 2024. My cup is still not full. Some say, I'm still struggling with this and that from 2023. So what God is saying today, we're going to start this 2024, this first Sunday of 2024. My prayer is for all of us, starting with me, with a fresh anointing. With a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. With a fresh outpouring of his presence in all of us here today. And that is going to be my prayer. That is my desire for us. That's what I desire. I don't want to be the preacher of 2023. I don't want the anointing of 2023. I used to be wild in 2020. I don't want that. I want the fresh anointing of 2024. I want every morning when I have to preach, when I wake up early to pray, I say, God, a fresh word for you, church. Because someone might come in here and maybe what's going to set them free is not what's in the notes. What's going to set them free is a fresh word from the word of the living God. What's going to set them free, what's going to give them counseling, what's going to comfort them is a word from you, God, not a word from me, not a word from the notes, not a word from anyone. And as we pray today, is my prayer for a fresh anointing. Jesus himself didn't do anything without the anointing of God. In Luke 4:18, we all know this word. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. To proclaim good news to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, a recovery of the sight of the blind, and set the oppressed free. Without the fresh anointing, we can't serve God. Without the fresh anointing, Jesus didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, in Acts 10:38, he says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. The fire of God, the hunger, the boldness to speak to others comes with a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because if not, we're going to be pushing instead of flowing. If not, we're trying to do things in our own ways, in human ways, when we forget that this is God's kingdom, that is meant to be done in God's way. So I want to ask you, as we pray this morning, and if you feel in your heart, if you feel in your spirit to pray with me for a fresh anointing in this 2024, I invite you to come to the altar. Don't feel pressure. Don't let this be, oh, because he's saying this. No, I want us to pray for a fresh anointing. And if you just want to take a step of faith and say, I want a fresh anointing this year. I don't want to start this new 2024 with my own strength, with my own weaknesses. I want to start with his strength. I want to start this 2024 with a fresh anointing, boldness. I want to start with fire of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to live the way I lived. So if you can stand up and pray with me.
I don't know how you came. I don't know how you end 2023. But I do know how I want to start. And I want to start personally with a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. As I was praying this morning, this phrase came to my mind, and I wasn't even thinking about the verse, but it said, new wine can only be poured in new wineskins. If we pour new wine in old skins, it bursts. He's going to pour out his new wine, but our mindset and the way we think of one thing has to change. And I believe it starts here today, into the beginning of 2024. What do you want more of this year? I know what I want more of. I want more of his presence. I want to seek him more. I want to experience him in a different level like I've never had before. I want to experience my God because he's a supernatural God. I want to experience all the gifts and all the promises that the Bible says. I want those promises to be true in my life. How is your cup? Is it overflowing?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.